भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th Canto, Chapter 21, Text 21. Taya virahita sadho jantu shunyaya kalpate tayasya swartha vibhramsho murchitasya mritasya cha तया विरहिता साधो जन्तु शून्याय कल्पते ततो अस्य स्वार्थ विभ्रंशो मूर्छितस्य मृतस्य च। तया विरहिता साधो जन्तु शून्याय कल्पते ततोऽस्य स्वार्थ विभ्रंशो मूर्छितस्य मृतस्य च।
Of that intelligence, virahitaha, deprived, sadho, O saintly Uddhava, jantuhu, a living creature, shunyaya, practically void, kalpate, becomes, tataha, consequently, asya, his, swa artha, from the goals of life, vibhramshaha, downfall, murchitasya, of him who has become like dull matter, mritasya, virtually dead, cha, and translation and purport by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O saintly Uddhava, a person bereft of real intelligence is considered to have lost everything. Deviated from the actual purpose of his life, he becomes dull, just like a dead person. Purport. Krishna consciousness is so vital and essential that one who has deviated from this progressive path of self-realization is considered to be virtually unconscious or like a dead person. Since every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna, anyone who falsely identifies with the external body is actually unconscious of his real position. Thus, it is stated, shunyaya kalpate, pursuing that which has no factual existence. He is devoid of any tangible progress or benefit in life. One whose consciousness is absorbed in the non-existent becomes himself practically non-existent. In this way, the eternal living entities become fallen, lost in the ocean of material existence. And it is only by the special mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord that they can be rescued. The Lord's devotees, therefore, instruct the fallen people to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. By this process, our real consciousness and life can be quickly revived. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचना गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासदी गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा seeking blessings from all the devotees so that I can speak something for my purification and for the pleasure of the devotees. So we are reading from 11th canto 21st chapter entitled Krishna's explanation of the Vedic path. We are on text 21. So in this verse Krishna is saying, O saintly Uddhava, a person bereft of real intelligence is considered to have lost everything. Deviated from the actual purpose of life, he becomes dull, just like a dead person. So today we'll be discussing on this theme of intelligence. So we'll see what causes the real intelligence to be lost and what is the effect of that losing of our real spiritual intelligence. What is the remedy? How can it be revived back? And what are the advantages and benefits of reviving our spiritual intelligence? And in the end we'll see how we can sustain that spiritual intelligence throughout our life. So let's see how much we can cover. So Bhagavad Gita Krishna says, Indriyani paranyahur indriyabhya param manah manasastu parabuddhir yo buddhe paratastu saha. So higher than the senses is the mind, higher than the mind is intelligence, and higher than the intelligence is the soul, our actual identity. So actually, intelligence is supposed to control the mind and senses, but in our current status, the intelligence is also contaminated, corrupted, and it has become covered with material consciousness. So as a result, intelligence is not taking us towards spiritual realization, self-realization. And as a result, the intelligence follows the dictations of the mind. So what is the cause of this corrupted intelligence? What causes the intelligence to get covered by material consciousness? So as we have heard many times that Krishna consciousness and sense gratification goes ill together. So whenever there is a excess intelligence and sense gratification, the sense of discrimination is lost. And we see, Bhagavatam describes, Yamna vrajanti agavido rachana nuvada shrinvanti ye anya vishaya kukatha matigni. So yamna vrajanti agavido, those who do not traverse the path of Rachana Anuvada, of Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is glorified in the scriptures, they get attached to Shrinvanti ye anya vishayaha. They get attached to sense gratification, topics of sense gratification. And as a result,
kukatha matighni. Their intelligence gets destroyed. We see in the episode of Nalkuvar and Manigreve, they were so very powerful, intelligent, beautiful. They were sons of Kuvera. But still, because they got so much engrossed in sense gratification, that when Narad Muni came, they didn't even care to cover themselves and offer respects to Narad Muni. Rudrasyanucharo bhutva sudripto dhanadatmajo kailashopavane ramye manda kinyo madotkato varunim madiram pitva mada ghurnita lochano strig janair anugayadbhir cheratu pushpitevane. So Bhagavatam describes in great detail, they were the sons of associates of Lord Shiva, and they were having best of the opulences. They were having chance to roam in the Mandakini, in the Kailash Upavan. They were bathing in Mandakini Ganga, surrounded by women. As a result, they got so much intoxicated by pride, so much intoxicated by the opulence they had, that they lost their intelligence. That when Narad Muni came, although the women, they covered themselves, but still they were, this Nalakuvar and Manigreve, they were so absorbed in their opulence, intoxicated, that they didn't even care to cover themselves and offer respects to Narad Muni. We see in the case of Lord Indra also. He is the king of all the devatas. He has such a wonderful, powerful body, very powerful intelligence, much more than any of the species of this world. That's why he is the king of heavenly planets, of all the devatas. But because Bhagavatam describes that in heavenly planets there is so much of sense gratification, Atishay Indriya Utsava. There is a festival of senses which is going on in the heavenly planets. So as a result, Indra, he got so intoxicated by the wealth, by the opulence he had, that when Brajavasis, they didn't offer all the sacrificial rituals to Indra, he became mad, And he started criticizing and blaspheming Krishna also. Aho Srimad Mahatmyam Gopanam Kana Naukasam Krishnam Martyam Upashritta Ye Chakru Dev Helana. Just see the impudence of these poor Brajavasis. Gopanam, they are residents of forest, Kana Naukasam. But still, Krishnam Martyam Upashritya. Because they have taken shelter of a Martya, mortal, Krishna, and that's why they have developed so much of arrogance that they are not giving respects to Indra, the kings of heaven, And even after Lord Krishna, he completely destroyed the pride of Indra, and he offered choicest prayers. Indra offered choicest prayers to Krishna. He became humble, subservient, but still, because the nature of the material opulence is such that he again got engaged in sense gratification. And we see in the same Bhagavatam, after a few chapters, when Krishna again goes back to heaven, and on the request of Satyabhama, when Lord Krishna brought this Parijat tree back to Dwaraka, Indra became so mad. He forgot how he was defeated by Krishna, and how he had submitted that, Krishna, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead, everything is belonging to you. But still, he again attacked Lord Krishna. So that is the effect of being intoxicated by the pride, opulence, and the intelligence gets lost. Again, in Bhagavatam, it is described when Indra, he was in the heavenly planets in his assembly, and when Brihaspati came, so, it is natural for a disciple to respect the spiritual master whenever he comes. But Indra, he was so used to getting respects from so many sages that he neglected his spiritual master. Indras Tribhuvan Aishwarya Madullanghit Satpatai. So, he had Tribhuvan Aishwarya. He had the wealth of all the three planetary systems. And on top of that, he was surrounded by so many people who were glorifying him. Parishritaha. Bhagavatam describes, he was surrounded by so many of his associates who were constantly glorifying him. Parishrita, stuyamana, nishevyamana. Stuyamanam is they were always praising Lord Indra in choicest words. Nishevyamana, he was served by so many associates. And as a result, Madonlanghit Satpathaha. Because of the intoxication of this opulence, respect, he got deviated from the Satpathaha. So this is the result of somebody who gets so much intoxicated, so much proud of his opulence that the intelligence gets destroyed. And in today's world, this modern education system and whatever is going on, it describes and it aggravates this material tendencies, you know. And as a result, scriptures, they describe that this civilization is soul-killing civilization. Asurya nama te loka andhena tamasavrita tamse pratyabhigachanti yeke chatma hanojana. So asurya nama te loka, all these, this material civilization, it is a demoniac civilization because it is a soul-killing civilization. Because a living entity gets so much entangled, so much engrossed in the opulence which he is trying to attain, that he cannot understand that death is very soon approaching. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, Jada vidya jata mayara vaibhav tomara bhajane vadha moha janmiya anitya samsare jiva ke karaye gadha. So because of this intoxication of the modern material education, tomara bhajane vadha, it is an obstacle in service and devotional service to the Supreme Lord. Moha janmiya, and as a result, one becomes so much illusioned, get attached to this mundane sense gratification that jiva ke karaya gadha. The living entity works like a ass, day and night. So one businessman went to Srila Prabhupada and he was telling that, I have a factory in Delhi, I have a factory in Jaipur, I am becoming so stressed that I am not able to sleep, you know. So Prabhupada said, don't worry, give them to us and you sleep peacefully, you know. So he said, no, Srila Prabhupada, I am just trying to manage. And then he was just trying to leave, you know, because he saw that situation is becoming a little intense. So Prabhupada said, just wait, you know, he told his disciples, take his address, you know. So this businessman said, no, Swamiji, I will come back again. So Prabhupada said, but we should also know when to go to you if you are not coming back, you know. So Srila Prabhupada was really insistent that if you give some of your things to Krishna, you can sleep peacefully, you can have a peaceful night. So this is the result of being intoxicated by the pride and the opulence. One cannot be satisfied and cannot become peaceful, you know. And then the result of this type of loss of intelligence is it leads to destruction of the spiritual intelligence. Nunam pramattaha kurute vikarma yadindriya pritaya pranoti. Because the living entity gets so much engrossed in sense gratification because of indriya priti, just to trying to satisfy the senses. And as a result, he cannot develop any attraction for spiritual knowledge. And Kaviraj Goswami also says, if somebody does not use his intelligence and use his human form of life to cultivate Krishna consciousness, he is to be considered as dead, you know, as this verse also says. It is like a dull person. Deviated from the actual purpose of life, he becomes dull just like a dead person. Kaviraj Goswami says, Paiya manushya janma jena shune gaurugun hena janma tara vyartha haila. Paiya amrita dhuni piye vishagarta pani janmi yase kene nahi maila. So paiya manushya janma, you have got a human form. Jena shune gaurugun, and if you are not hearing the pastimes and characteristics and glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hena janma tara vyartha haila, his life has become waste. Paiya amrita dhuni, it is just like if somebody has got a river of nectar and he is drinking water from a pit which is full of poison. Janmiya se kene nahi maila, why did you take birth? You should have died long back. Says Chaitanya rahita deh shushka kasht sam jivitei mritasei maile dandayam. If somebody is not conscious of Krishna, Chaitanya rahita deh, it is like a dead log, you know, wooden log. Jivitei mritasei, although he is living, he is as good as being dead, maile dandayam, and he'll be surely punished by Lord Yamraj. So second canto also Bhagavatam describes all the Shaunakadi rishis, they are telling that Krishna Katha is so very important that this human form, which is not, if it is not used to glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead, it is as good as dead matter, you know. If the ears are not used to hear the glories of Krishna, it is like the holes where snakes live. Bile batoru krama vikramanye na shrinvati karna pute narasya. It is like a bill, hole where snake lives. And if somebody is not using the tongue to glorify Krishna, it is like jihva asati. It is like a unchaste woman. Dardurikeva suta nachopagayat turugaya gatha. It is like a tongue of a toad. Because the frog keeps on croaking and as a result invites death in the form of snake. And series of verses describe, they say, bharam parampatta kirita justam. If somebody is not bowing down his head in front of the Supreme Lord, it is like wearing a very huge turban. As a result, he'll be drowned in the ocean of material existence. And if somebody is not engaging his hands in serving the Supreme Lord, his hands are considered to be the hands of a corpse. Shava karo na kurte saparyam hare lasat kanchana kankanova. And it is said that if somebody is not getting chance to serve the lotus feet of the devotees of the Lord, if he is not getting chance to put the dust of the devotees on his head, it is as good as the head of a dead body. So head should be decorated with the dust of the feet of the devotees. And if it is not so, then it is just like the head of a dead body. You know, Bhagavad Bhakti Hinasya Jati Shastra Japatava Apranasya Vadehasya Mandanam Lokaranjanam. So if somebody is devoid of Bhagavad Bhakti, then all his noble birth, study of the Vedas, chanting mantras, performing of the sacrifices, it is like decorations of a dead body, you know. So this is how we should be very, very careful that we should not waste our human form in engaging in sense gratification, which destroys our real intelligence, you know. So what is the remedy for curing this corrupted intelligence from the real to the spiritual intelligence, real intelligence, you know? So in 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, after Parikshit Maharaj, he has already been fasting for 3 days now, and he has not eaten anything, not drunk anything, and he is asking a series of questions to Shukdev Goswami, and then he is asking about Lord Krishna's birth, his pastimes, his activities in Dwarka, in Mathura, in Vrindavan, about the queens whom he married, so many things he is asking. And then, after that he is saying, na esha ati dussakshunmam tyaktodam api badhate pibantam tvan mukham bhoja chutam hari kathamritam. So he is giving assurance to Shukdev Goswami that, oh Shukdev Goswami, don't think that I am being troubled by hunger and thirst. Na esha ati dussaha, although this hunger and thirst is very difficult to tolerate, but I am not becoming troubled by this hunger and thirst because I am drinking nectar of Krishna Katha from your mouth. So then after hearing the questions from Parikshit Maharaj, Shukdev Goswami becomes very happy. And then he reveals the secret of the firm intelligence of Parikshit Maharaj. He describes why even after fasting, even after being suffering, going to die, his intelligence, Parikshit Maharaj's intelligence is very clear. He says, samyak vyavasita buddhi tava rajarshi sattama vasudeva kathayam te tajjata naishthiki rati. He says, O Parikshit Maharaj, your buddhi is samyak vyavasita. Your intelligence is very perfectly situated. Tava rajarshi sattama, you are best of all the rajarshis. And why it is that your consciousness is so firm and fixed? Because Vasudeva Kathayam Te Jata Naishthiki Rati. Because your attraction for Krishna Katha, for the pastimes of the Lord, has risen in your heart.
you are very, very steadily and firmly fixed in hearing the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And therefore, to understand the purpose of the life is the foremost intelligence, you know. And when Parikshit Maharaj asks in the first chapter also, first canto also, to Shukdeva Goswami that, oh Shukdeva Goswami, please explain the duty of a person who is about to die and duty of everyone else. And he says, please tell me what to hear, what to chant, what to remember, and what not to hear, not to chant, and not to remember. And then similarly, after hearing these questions, Sukhdeva Goswami becomes very happy. He says, Varyan eshate prashna krito lokahitam ripa atmavit sammata pumsam shrotavyadishu yatpara. So he says, the questions which you have asked is very great. You know, it is beneficial for everyone, people in general. Atmavit sammataha. It is very, very suitable for self-realization and it is very pleasing to the ear. Shrotavyadishu yah paraha. So therefore we should try to remember and hear the instructions and pastimes of the Supreme Lord so that our corrupted intelligence may get transformed into spiritual intelligence. Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishnera madhuravani amritera tarangini tara pravesha nahi yashtravane kanakadi chidrasam janiyase shravana tara janma hoila akarane. So he says, Krishnera madhuravani, the sweet voice of Krishna and pastimes of Krishna, they are like amritera tarangini. It is like the waves in the ocean of nectar. And tara pravesh nahiye shravane. If somebody does not hear the pastimes of Krishna, then his ears are like kana kali chidrasam. It is like the broken conch shell, which does not even blow. Tara janma haila akarane. And his janma, his birth is waste. So the purpose of human form is to realize that this place is source of misery. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says that we need to make our intelligence fit. Fit, and he gives an acronym for this fit. Fit means F is, one should understand that this world, there are so many dreams people make, but all these are futile. One should understand that futility of the dreams of enjoyment in this material world. And then, even if somebody gets some of the sense gratification, it is insubstantial. It is not good enough, you know. Because of the so much bombardment of media and advertisements, the expectations grow so much. But the happiness which a person gets is not as much as he is expecting. And even if he gets some of the happiness, it is temporary. So it is futile, it is insubstantial, and it is temporary. It is not permanent. So when the intelligence gets bewildered, so what to do? We see in the first canto when Arjuna, he comes back from Dwarka and he realizes that Krishna has left the planet. So he becomes very morose, very sad. He is completely devastated because Krishna was his life and soul. So then he says, Desh kalarth yuktani rittapo pashamani cha haranti prasabachittam govinda bhitani me. So he is telling Yudhishthira Maharaj, now after Krishna has left, I am taking shelter of the instructions of Krishna which he gave to me on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Govinda abhitani me. So when the intelligence gets bewildered, when we don't know what is the way out, then we have to take shelter of the instructions of the spiritual master, instructions of Supreme Personality of Godhead, which he has given in the scriptures. And when somebody takes shelter of the scriptures and his intelligence transforms from corrupted intelligence to real intelligence, then what are the advantages, what are the benefits we get? So first is, there are many advantages, we'll discuss few. One does not get bewildered in midst of all the calamities. We see in the first canto, Narad Muni is telling his previous life that after Bhaktivedantists left and he started practicing Krishna consciousness, practicing bhakti,
And his mother, she was the only one who was taking care of him. He had no other shelter. One day she went to the forest and she was bitten by snake and she died. So for Narad Muni, small boy, it was the greatest disaster of his life. He had no one else than his mother. But still, he's saying, Tada tadahamishasya bhakta nam sham abhipsitaha anugraham manyamana pratishtham dishamuttaram. So he's saying, bhakta nam sham, tada tadaham ishasya bhakta nam sham. So he realized and he understood that this is the anugraha manyamana, because Lord does not desire ill for his devotees. Bhakta nam sham, sham karoti iti shankara. Lord Shiva is the one who creates all auspiciousness. So Lord Krishna, he is always ready to help his devotees, produce auspiciousness for his devotees. Bhaktanam sham abhipsitaha anugraha manyamana. So he, Narad Muni, considered this to be extreme mercy of the Lord. So although in midst of severe calamities in his life, with no one to take shelter of, Narad Muni was not disturbed. He understood that this is mercy of the Lord, so that I could focus on the spiritual life and make my life perfect. You know. So when devotees, they get bewildered, if they are taking shelter of Krishna, Krishna gives the intelligence. Tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayantite. You know. Even in the case of Vidura, when Vidura was criticized and blasphemed and he was thrown out of the kingdom by Duryodhana. So Vidura, although he was little morose and disturbed for some time, but then he understood that all this is actions of yoga maya. Swayam dhanur dwari nidhaya mana bhratupura marmasu taditopi saittham atyulban karna baner gatavyathoyat urumanayana. So he says, so Bhagavatam describes that when he heard the very sharp piercing words of Duryodhan, his heart became very shattered. Gatavyathoyat, but very soon he gave up all sadness, all moroseness, and he accepted all this to be urumanayana. He considered these to be the actions of yoga maya. He understood that Duryodhan is acting under Mahamaya and Lord Krishna has arranged this so that I can get out of this, all the material entanglements, and go on to perform pilgrimage. That was the purpose for which he came from Yamlok to this planet. You know. We see in the first canto also, after Parikshit Maharaj is cursed to die in the 7 days by Sringi, by the curse of Sringi, but still he has a very crystal clear intelligence. You know. And he is praying to all the sages, "Oh sages, please give me the benediction that if I have to come back in this world again, please give me 3 things. Punascha bhuyad bhagavati anante rati prasanga chatadashrayeshu mahatsuyamyam upayami srishtim maitrasu sarvatra namo dvijebhya." So he's saying, "Oh sages, please give me 3 benedictions. If I have to come back, if I don't perfect my life, if I don't go back to the spiritual world, and if I have to come back in this material world again, please give me bhagavati anante rati, intense attraction for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, prasanga chatadashrayeshu, association of the devotees of the Lord, and maitrasu sarvatra, and jivadaya." So this is how person who has very crystal clear spiritual intelligence, even if in midst of all the calamities, he'll not be disturbed. Second benefit is, that person, the devotee, does not have any misconceptions even at the time of death. Now, uttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamritam syat sambhramo antakalepi smaratam tat padambhujam. So, those devotees, uttama shloka vartanam jushatam, those who are engaged in hearing the pastimes of Uttama Shlok, the Supreme Personality of Godhead who is glorified in choicest verses, Syat Sambhramo Antakalepi, even at the time of death, they do not have any misconceptions. Their intelligence does not get bewildered. And we have seen in the life of Srila Prabhupada, even at the last in the last days of his life, even at the deathbed, he was translating and giving purports to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you see the 13th chapter of 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, the last chapter which Srila Prabhupada gave purports to, such crystal clear intelligence, such powerful purports he has given. And this we can see that intelligence remains clear even in midst of greatest calamity in the form of death. Third thing which happens when one takes shelter of Supreme Lord and transforms his intelligence from material to spiritual is, one gets the ability to make right decisions in midst of all the testing circumstances. We see in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam when Ashwatthama, he tried to destroy the womb of Uttara, and then on the plea of Draupadi, Arjuna and everybody, all the Pandavas, they went and they captured Ashwatthama. They arrested him, brought them back. And then Draupadi, seeing Ashwatthama, she developed some compassion for Ashwatthama and she told Arjuna, please relieve him, release him. Please don't kill him. But Bhima, he was very adamant. Bhima said, no, this person has killed all our children. He has tried to destroy innocent, all the dynasty of ours. He should not be, released. You have to kill him. Then Krishna says, no, you should release this person. Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, no, you should not. Actually, Krishna said, kill him. Yudhishthira Maharaj said, no, actually, I also agree what Draupadi is saying. You should release Ashwatthama. In midst of all this, Krishna says, now you have to please Draupadi, please Bhima, please Yudhishthira Maharaj, and please me also. So all these, so many contradictory instructions Arjuna has to follow. So Shukdeva Goswami describes, Sudh Goswami describes that Arjuna sahasagyaya harer hardam athasina. So Arjuna, he understood what to do. Sahasa agyaya. He understood what to do in midst of all these contradictory instructions because harer hardam. He knew the heart of Krishna. What Krishna wanted, Arjuna could understand. And therefore what he did, he cut off the jewel which was there on the head of Ashwatthama and removed the hairs of Ashwatthama. So this is the thing which happens when one purifies the intelligence from corrupted material intelligence to the spiritual intelligence. When the testing circumstances come, a devotee can take right decisions in his life. Other thing which happens is one does not get disturbed by others' opinions. In today's world, we get so many opinions. Even if we try to do something right, n number of people will come and give n number of instructions. So we see in Chaitanya Charitamrita, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was there in South India Yatra, he met a Brahmana, and this Brahmana was illiterate. But still he was reading Bhagavad Gita every day. Ashtadash adhyaya pade ananda aveshe ashuddha pade na loka kare upahase. He was reading 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita every day. But although he was reading, he was not reading properly. Keha hase keha ninde taha nahi mane. Avishto haiya gita pade anandita mane. So somebody is laughing, somebody was making jokes on him, somebody was criticizing him. Taha nahi mane. He was not affected by any one of these opinions. Avishta haiya gita pade. He was reading Bhagavad Gita with full absorption. And as a result, he was experiencing all the symptoms of ecstasy. Pulak ashru kampa sved yavat patan dekhi anandit haila mahaprabhurman. And when Mahaprabhu, he saw that this Brahmana, he is having all the symptoms of ecstasy. So Mahaprabhu asks him, Mahaprabhu puchilatare shunmahashay kono artha jani tumare ta shukh hoye. So, oh Brahmana, I am seeing that you are feeling so happy, you are in ecstasy. So what meaning you are getting from reading this Bhagavad Gita? So this Brahmana says, I don't understand this Bhagavad Gita. But still, when I see the cover page of Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna is holding the reins of the chariot, driving for his devotee, I go into ecstasy, And therefore, I cannot give up reading Bhagavad Gita, seeing the merciful nature of Krishna. सो महाप्रभु से प्रभु कहे गीता पाठे तुम्हारा ही अधिकार तुम्ही तो जानी है सही गीता अर्थसार। सो महाप्रभु सेज दैट यू आर ओनली क्वालिफाइड टू रीड भगवद गीता यू नो द एसेंस ऑफ भगवद गीता। सो दिस ब्राह्मण ऑल दो सो मेनी पीपल वर डूइंग सो मेनी थिंग्स बट बिकॉज ही हैड गॉट इंस्ट्रक्शंस फ्रॉम हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड ही हैड कंप्लीटली सरेंडर्ड टू द विल ऑफ हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर सो ही वॉज कंटिन्यूइंग हिज सर्विस विच ही हैड बीन गिवन बाय हिज स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर यू नो। सो वन टाइम वन ऑफ द डिवोटीज योगेश्वर प्रभु Srila Prabhupada disciple, he was telling that you know many devotees when Srila Prabhupada would be there, so one time he was there in Bhaktivedanta Manor, he was sitting in the lawn and many devotees would come and they would ask some questions and sometimes Srila Prabhupada would ask them something. So one time he asked, Yogeshwar Prabhu asked that, Srila Prabhupada say that there are two people equally unqualified for devotional service. One becomes a devotee and other does not. So what makes the difference? So what is the difference that one does not become devotee, other makes a devotee, although both are equally unqualified. So Srila Prabhupada, he looked at Yogeshwar Prabhu and said, you know, don't try to find some formula for causeless mercy, you know. It is causeless. Ultimately it is up to the mercy giver, you know. So when we take shelter of spiritual master's instructions, then we cannot demand mercy. It is up to spiritual masters and Krishna's will. If they desire, then they can give us spiritual intelligence. You know. And then, how to sustain this spiritual intelligence, that is very, very important. After somebody gets transformed from this material to spiritual intelligence, how to sustain this intelligence? Because in today's age, there are so many distractions and there are so many propaganda which is going on that mind may get attracted to these things. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, one whose consciousness is absorbed in non-existence becomes himself practically non-existent. In this way, the living entities become fallen. And it is only by special mercy of the pure devotees of the Lord that they can be rescued. So if we are engaged in humble, loving devotional service and service to the devotees of the Lord, then our intelligence will not be distracted again. You know, we see in the Chaitanya Charitamrita when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is dancing in front of Rath, all the devotees are dancing, very beautiful, wonderful kirtan is going on. So this Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he is also taking darshan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, dancing in ecstasy. And he had such intense faith in devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and such faith in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that he was completely absorbed. He was in ecstasy just seeing the Lord dancing. You know. And it is described, Tribhuvana bhari uthe kirtane radhvani anya vadyaridhi radhvani ki chui na shuni. There was such tumultuous kirtan which was going on that all the instruments, their voice was, their sound was not getting heard. And Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he had servant, his assistant, Harichandan. So he was putting his hand on the shoulders of Harichandan and in great ecstasy he is watching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing. You know. And then Srivas Thakur, he is also dancing, all the associates are dancing. So then Kaviraj Goswami describes, Hena Kale Srinivasa Prema Vishtu Haiya राजार आगे रही देखे प्रभु प्रेमाविष्ट मन राजार आगे रहे देखे प्रभुर नर्तन। सो श्रीनिवास ही केम इन फ्रंट ऑफ प्रताप रुद्र महाराज एंड ही वाज सीइंग द डांस ऑफ चैतन्य महाप्रभु। सो हरिचंदन ही बिकेम लिटिल यू नो ऑफेंडेड ही सेड हाउ कम दिस पर्सन इज कमिंग इन फ्रंट ऑफ किंग ऑफ उड़ीसा। So he just wanted to tell Harichandan, Srinivas, that you please move aside. He says, no, Raja Rage Harichandan dekhe Srinivas, Hastatare Sparshi kahe hao ek paash. So he touched Srinivas, he said, please move aside, hao ek paash, move aside. Nrityavishya Srinivas, ki chui na jani, bar bar thelekte ho, kruddha hoila mani. So Srinivas is in ecstasy, Srinivas Thakur is in ecstasy. So, kichu ni jani, he is not understanding that somebody is telling him to move aside. So, and this Harichandani is telling me again and again, bara bara thele. You know, he's again and again pushing him, just move aside. So, he realized that somebody is pushing me again and again. He became very angry. Jhapad mariya tare koila nivaran, jhapad khaya krudha hoila Harichandan. So then Srinivas Thakur, he slapped the Harichandan very hard, you know. And this Harichandan, he became very angry. And he was just about to say something to this Srinivas Acharya. So Pratap Rudra Maharaj, he stopped him. He says, Bhagyavana tumi tumar hastasparsha hoila, amara bhagya nahi tumi krithartha hoila. So he says, you are so fortunate, you are being touched by the devotee of the Lord, you know. I am not so fortunate. Tumi kritartha hoila. You have become kritartha. Your life is perfect because you have got the touch of the devotees of the Lord. So Pratap Rudra Maharaj had that faith, you know. As Bhagavatam also says, you know, Jada Bharati is telling to Rahugana, Rahuganaita tapasana yati na chet jaya nirvapanad grihadva na chandasana jalagni surya vina mahatpada rajobhishekam. So, unless one gets the mercy of the devotees of the Lord, unless one renders service to the devotees of the Lord, one cannot attain the supreme destination even by practicing all the tapasya, all the charity, everything. You know. So therefore, by continuously remembering the pastimes of the Lord, rendering service to the devotees of the Lord, one can attain perfection, one can make his life and intelligence spiritual. Chaitanya Charitamrita Nitya Kanapam Taha Haite Premamrita Premananda Bhakti Tattva Gyan. So, every day we have to absorb and drown our consciousness in pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, pastimes of Krishna. And then only we'll develop this Bhakti Tattva Gyan. And regular reading of the scriptures is very, very important. Otherwise, the intelligence can get covered again, you know. Shukdeva Goswami describes in the 10th canto of the autumn season in Vrindavan, Marga Babhuva Sandigdha Trinay Channahya Samskrita Na Abhyasyamana Shrutayo Dvijay Kalena Chahata. Just like in the village there is a forest path in which people continuously walk. So the path remains. But in the rainy season, because nobody walks on that path, it again gets covered by the grass. Similarly, if we do not bathe our intelligence regularly every day in scriptures, then our intelligence will again get covered from spiritual to material intelligence, you know. And that is the purpose of the human intelligence, you know, that all the whatever results one may obtain by knowledge of scriptures, by reading of the hymns, by doing charity, the result is developing loving relationship with the Supreme Lord, serving Lord, you know. And after one gets the intelligence, you should not become proud of his intelligence, because it is given by Supreme Lord, you know. And we see in the case of Roma Harshan Sutta, he was a great learned scholar, disciple of Vyasadeva, but still, because he became proud, therefore Lord Balaram, he personally killed him, you know. So Chaitanya Charitamrita also describes the mood in which we should study Srimad Bhagavatam. Yaha Bhagavata Pada Vaishnavirasthane Ekanta Ashraikar Chaitanya Charane. One should read scriptures, purify the intelligence in association of devotees. Chaitanyara Bhaktagana Nityakara Sangha Tahate Janiba Siddhanta Samudra Taranga. Every day regularly we should associate with devotees of the Lord. Then we can understand the intricacies of devotional service. Tabeta Panditya Tomar Haibe Safal Krishnera Swarup Lila Varnibar Nirmal. Then only our intelligence will be purified and our panditya, our scholarship will be successful when we associate with devotees and purify our intelligence. Because Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he does not like somebody to be proud. And he has personally appeared to destroy the pride of people. Sanyasi Pandit Ganera Karite Garvanash Neech Shudra Dwara Karin Dharmya Prakash. So to destroy the faith, destroy the pride and ego of all the sannyasis and all the scholarly people, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he engaged a fallen people just like Haridas Thakur in glorifying the holy names of the Lord. Haridas Dwara Naam Mahatmya Prakash Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas. So he engaged Haridas Thakur, who was born in Yavana and Malecha family, and he made him Namacharya. And he engaged Sanatana Goswami, who had become a Yavana in association of, because he has accepted service under Navabhushan Shah. And he told Sanatana Goswami to write the literatures, you know. Sanatana Dwara Bhakti Siddhanta Vilas. Shri Rupa Dwara Brajera Prema Rasa Lila Ki Bujite Pare Gambhira Chaitanya Rakhela. So he engaged Rupa Goswami in glorifying Brajabhumi. So this is how we have to become humble, and humility attracts the mercy of the Lord and devotees. In this way we can also purify our intelligence. So we saw today how, what is the cause of this corrupted intelligence? Excessive sense gratification. We saw the example of Nalkuvar, Manigreev, Indra, and we saw what is the remedy. That remedy is we take shelter of the scriptures, take shelter of the devotees, and the effect is one's intelligence becomes pure, one does not suffer from misconceptions even at the time of death. And how to sustain this? By humble devotional service and serving the devotees of the Lord. So thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.